Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
You can't handle the truth. What's up? If you can't handle the truth, you don't need to be listening to this show. What's up, everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. That's right, Cowboys Forever. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. How's everybody doing? Glad to have you here back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. And the Ron Kelly Show is broadcasting live right now on our Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So you can check it out. So if you have an issue with Facebook, you can check us out on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Angel Easter, the real estate lady down there in Texas. How's it going? Okay, listen, we're back and better than ever. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. First and foremost, let me thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for getting me here, for keeping me well all of these years. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And shout out to my shout out to one of my favorite listeners, Sharon Allen Chambers. Shout out to her. You know, she's been a major inspiration, you know, for me here at the Ron Kelly Show. So thank you, Sharon. Okay, so and thank you to everybody else who made a decision to spend a little bit of your time with me, at least for the next hour anyway, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to my folks at Christ Church, to my church folks out there at Christ Church in Montclair, New Jersey, and in Rockaway, Rockaway, New Jersey, 80 West. Get you out there. Shout out to them. And yours truly, a friendly neighborhood cameraman who's serving not just the church, but serving God in the media ministry. I mean, where else would I be but in the media ministry? Anyway, thank you to everybody for joining us today. And, you know, if you don't have a church home, you can check out Christ Church. You know, very relaxed atmosphere, and you know, come as you are. And it's a non-denominational church, so there's not a lot of the pomp and circumstance that goes along with a lot of the churches. And, you know, and lots of folks who don't carry titles. You know, because in some churches you have, you know, like a prophetess. What is a prophetess? You know, what is a prophetess? What is there a school for prophetesses? A prophet, I think it's a black church, right? And I don't mean to kick my black church, well, you know, in the behind, but you know, in black churches there's a lot of people with titles. You know, like, but who is a prophet? I mean, is there a school for prophets where, you know, who gets to anoint you? Who says that you're a prophet?
Yeah.
Who says that you're, I mean, you have the prophets, you have your overseers, you have your, I mean, what is that about? An overseer? I mean, other overseers were on plantations. I mean, they got them in the churches too. What is that? So we're like in love with titles, first ladies and prophets and apostles. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, an apostle. I mean, the only apostle I ever heard of was the ones that were with Jesus back in the day. And, you know, so we're in love, right? You know, in the black church, we're in love with titles. I gotta have a title. I'm a prophet. Who says so? A prophet? I mean, you know, it's just a prophet, an apostle, and we just love titles in the black church. You know, gotta have my title. Anyway, so check out Christ Church if you don't have a church home. Not to, you know, don't associate me with the church. Don't go back and say to Pastor David, oh, you know, Ron was on the radio and he was talking about, no. What I say on this show comes from me, you know. It's not, you can't attribute it to anybody else. I'll play the disclaimer in a moment. Anyway, it's a couple minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And on YouTube, it's the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So the folks on YouTube all across America, all across the United States of America, and all around the world can check out the Ron Kelly Show, which originates on blogtalkradio.com. All right, talk to Skip Dillard. Had a little chit-chat with Skip Dillard. Skip Dillard is a program director at 107.5 WBLS. I'm going to be going over there. We make arrangements. I'm going to go over to WBLS near the end of the month, last couple of weeks of the month, which is not that far away, going over to talk to Skip Dillard. And who knows? Who knows? Because with God, anything is possible. You know what I mean? With God, anything is possible. Who knows? You might hear the Ron Kelly Show. Maybe not the Ron Kelly Show, but maybe I'll be with Deja or something like that on 107.5 WBLS. So let's see. You know, God is good. God is so good. And I believe, even if nobody else does. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. It's Thursday. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's going to be like 75 degrees tomorrow. It's supposed to be 80 on Sunday. So, you know, I'm going to be wearing this. You know, my trusty helmet. I will be wearing this Saturday when I go take my bike out. I'm not going to do it tomorrow because, yeah, I'll be too tired. But I'll take it out Saturday, take my bike out. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for months for this chance to take my motorcycle out and go for a little spin. Anyway, everybody, it's a couple minutes past the hour. And got a lot to talk about. Man, got a lot to talk about. You know, the Cosby trial is going on. And, kicking a man's back in, 80 years old, and kicking his back in, and all kinds of stuff's being said about him. And, you know, I mean, and you know, it's the I'm going to talk about the penis liability a little bit later on in the program. I'm going to talk about the penis liability and the trouble and the problems that we have behind it. You know, the president. You know, you have televangelists, all kinds of people, men who fall victim to the penis liability. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. And also, I want to talk about the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, it's not going to be a slave show or anything like that, but I did want to talk about that. And death. You know, like, how many of us prepare for death? You know, how many of us, because death is something that we're all going to have to face one day. You know, let me start with this, you know, because death is something we're all going to have to face one day. Everybody's going to die at some point. We don't know how, but everybody's going to die. And do you prepare, how many people have prepared for death? You know, I remember my brother passed away several years ago. God, peace be upon him, my brother, my oldest brother. Who passed away and didn't have any preparations made. Didn't have any preparations made. So, you know, didn't have any insurance. And I know of people who were prepared and passed away and didn't have the proper things in place. I guess because most folks are saying, like, well, I'm going to be dead anyway, so what do I care? Just put the body in Potter's Field or let the town or the city cremate it, and that will be the end of it. But most people don't want to think about death. You know, and I don't want to think about it either, because I get those phone calls. I mean, it was the same way I felt when I first started getting AARP messages, you know, when I turned 40, I think. I'm like, that's just kind of early. You know, they're sending me these AARP messages. What is this? You know, I'm not there yet. You know, but they start really early. I think around 40, 45, they start sending you the AARP messages. So I felt kind of the same way. I felt the same way when they start sending you these messages about death. You know, have you prepared? Burial insurance And I'm like, you know, get away from me with that stuff, because death is something that we don't want to think about, although it's going to eventually happen, you know. And I remember someone saying to me, a mentor of mine, asking me, like, what do you want people to say about you when you're dead? And, yeah, I was like, whatever. But, you know, I am concerned about what people say about me when I'm dead. You know, because death is something that nobody wants to talk about because it's, you know, it's the end. That's it. It's all over, you know. And you know, and especially as we get older, we want to, you know, we really need to start thinking more about making preparations, like having a will and, you know, because you want to be able to, you know, even if you don't have anything or if you don't have much, you at least want it to be, you know, you want things to be distributed to your family members and folks you love. Like, you know, like me, myself, for example, I don't have a will. I don't have a will. And I have assets, you know, so I'm as guilty as anyone else. I don't have a will. And I do have assets. I have stuff that's going to be left, you know, significant, you know, cars and stuff and you know, in retirement, in case something happens to me, there'll be retirement funds and there'll be this stuff that I haven't really sat down and decided what to do. So I think I'm, you know, so I'm as guilty as anyone of not preparing for the hereafter, you know. But you know, most people die. But one thing I guess I'm blessed with is most people pass away and you never hear from them again. My radio show and the shows that I've done are all on the internet. So my radio show will live forever, even if I don't live, you know. And I remember a good friend of mine I grew up with wanted to be buried in a cowboy jersey, you know. And I'm sure some of you Giant fans would turn over in your graves if somebody put a cowboy jersey on you. Probably wake back up and take it off. But anyway, yeah, so you want to be buried with a cowboy jersey. And I think that, you know, in my funeral, I would want my radio show to be playing in the background. I would want a copy of my radio show to be playing in the background. You know how they have the soft music in the background of the soft music, kind of like the elevated music in the background of the funeral? Well, I would want one of my radio shows to be playing in the background of my funeral. Now I'm not going to die. I don't know when it's going to happen, but, as far as I know, it's not imminent. Anyway, leave that up to God. But anyway, I want a radio show to be playing in the background, you know, of my funeral. The Ron Kelly Show. So I'll live forever, basically, you know, theoretically speaking, because my radio show will exist as long as the internet exists. As long as this world exists, my radio show, or copies of my radio show, will be on the internet forever. So in a way, I'll live forever. Anyway, it's just about 15 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, maybe on the 107.5 WBLS one day soon. We'll check it out. We'll pray that God will make things happen as He always does. Shout out to my homeboy Buddy McKnight. Chris and a few other cats, John, Al, Bernard, you know, some of the cats, you know, that I've met through the Real Men, Real Issues meeting that I go to at my place of worship on Monday nights. Shout out to them. Hope all is well with those cats and all the other people that I know. Anyway, I'm old. I almost forgot that. Well, I'll do it when I come back from break. I promise. But we got a lot to talk about. We got the Cosby trial going on. I'm not really going to talk about the Cosby trial, but I want to talk about what led to it. Also, we're going to talk about the Emancipation Proclamation, what actually happened, the real story behind it, and everything that's relevant to you. We'll talk about all that stuff and more. When we take a break, we'll come right back with more of this program.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
God, I hate this. all right, let me take a break now. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blossomradio.com. And hopefully one day, 107.5 WBLS.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hey, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. That wasn't the right promo. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I press a lot of wrong buttons. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Sharon, Alan Chambers, Joan Hutchinson, Sneed, Cisco. What's up? I haven't seen you in a long time. Barbara Jones, Lamont, the unflappable Rhodes Scholar. At least he thinks he is. Lamont Gage. What's up, everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Really excited. Had a conversation with Skip Dillard, who is a program director at 107.5 WBLS. And who knows? I mean, God is so good. You know, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who watches over me and you. All right, Tuesday night, it's University 80s with my good friend Keith Hall. And you can tell from the title of the program what genre of music he plays. So if 80s is your thing, you can check out Keith Hall Tuesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time and from 9 to 11 Western Time on the Fishbowl Radio Network, my former radio home. And if house music is your thing, check out my boy DJ Tiny. It's Wednesday nights. DJ Tiny, 8 to 10 p.m. on dwildmusicradio.com. That's dwildmusicradio.com. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. No problem, Jones. Also, Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion is going to be, she's a Patterson, much maligned, Patterson mayoral candidate. Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion will be on the Ron Kelly Show next Thursday at 7 p.m., so you might want to check that out. The Pattersonian spokes in Patterson, my former town of residence, living in Montclair now, much more expensive. Trust me, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Anyway, but anyway, yeah, check out Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, who's going to be on the Ron Kelly Show, Patterson mayoral candidate. She's going to be on the Ron Kelly Show next week, so you can check her out right here on blogtalkradio.com and on the brand new Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel that's taping me, that's broadcasting all over the planet right now. Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit later on about the Cosby trial, not just the Cosby trial, but the trouble that we get into because of things that we can't control south of our belt buckle. We'll get into that. And also, Emancipation Proclamation. You know, I played a little piece of, you know, the last week it was the anniversary of the death of Dr. Martin Luther King, and I played a piece about the Emancipation Proclamation. And and Dr. King was so brilliant, so smart. I think that's what made him so dangerous, was he was a very, very, very smart, insightful, profound individual. And he talked about the Emancipation Proclamation and about how Abraham Lincoln was heralded with freeing slaves. But, you know, freedom into what? Freedom into what? Because all the slaves were slaves for 244 years. So, and it was illegal for slaves to read, learn to read or write or do anything. All they can do, all they let them do was sing slave songs, hymns and stuff like that. And they kept an eye on that too. And so when the Emancipation Proclamation came along, when Lincoln signed the whatever it was to free the slaves, I mean, where were they going to go? Because racism was still rampant all across America. They didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to write. I mean, what were they supposed to do? If you go out and they were still, and nobody wanted them around. Many of the slaves wound up staying on the plantations because where were they going to go? They weren't going to go anywhere. So they stayed on the plantations. And this is what Dr. King was talking about, that, you're telling them, he says, we would love to be able to pull ourselves up out of bootstraps, but when you're asking a bootless man to pull himself up out of bootstraps, it's kind of ridiculous. You can't ask a bootless man to pull himself up out of bootstraps. So this is this, you know, and this has led to the lost. This has led to the lost tribe kind of mentality with the with Black America today. You know, and we talk about the Willie Lynch syndrome and how Black folks hate each other and stuff like that. I don't necessarily believe that, but you know, there is some truth to it. There is some truth to the Willie Lynch syndrome. I have the book around here. So here it is. Breaking the Curse. Here it is. This is the book. I haven't read it all, but Breaking the Curse of Willie Lynch. This is the book that was written by Alvin Morrow. And it talks about the Willie Lynch syndrome, how Blacks were pitted against each other. When this man, Willie Lynch, came up with the idea of pitting Blacks, you can read this book, you know, do get it. It's a good read. Alvin Morrow, Breaking the Curse of Willie Lynch. It's a good read. Anyway, so the whole idea was of pitting Black folks against each other. And if you pit them against each other, you can control them. Like the house Negro and the field Negro. The people who lived in a house were considered better than the people who lived, who worked in the field, lived in the barns and stuff like that. You know, so that was one way, the light-skinned Negro versus the Black dark-skinned Negro. That was another way where Blacks were pitted against each other. So that was the whole idea behind the Willie Lynch syndrome, just to pit the folks against each other. You don't have to worry about them. Just pit them against each other. And that and it seems that Black folks, even today, fast forward 200 plus years, are still pitted against each other in a lot of ways. So it took me some time. It took me some time to understand what the Willie Lynch syndrome really meant, you know, because I didn't know in the beginning. And it took a little time for me to realize what it actually means, the Willie Lynch syndrome. And because the title of this book, it says a psychic examination of slavery's haunting effects on the conscious of Black men and women. So the Willie Lynch syndrome was, you know, the whole, and it worked. It worked. Shout out to Desmond. Desmond Durham, one of my peoples from the meeting, from Real Man, Real Issues. Anyway, so the Willie Lynch syndrome, the whole idea of it was designed to pit Black folks against each other. And see, Black folks in a lot of ways are still pitted against each other. We walk away from each other. Oh, I ain't your friend no more. And all this kind of nonsense. We won't work together in some, and I'm not saying the whole of Black society, but in a lot of ways, you know, we won't work together because I may not like the person that I have to work with. See, white people can hate each other and they'll be like, okay, I hate you, but I'm going to work with you and we're going to solve this problem. And then when it's over, I'm going to go back to hating you. So, but us, it seems that with Black folks, we, you know, if we don't like each other, that's it. I'm not working with you. I don't like you. This the end. You know, And this is part of the problem that has permeated black society where I don't like you, that's it. You know, and it's the Willie Lynch syndrome that still affects us today. It still affects us today, the Willie Lynch syndrome. So, we do need to break the curse. Like this book said, I recommend anybody to get this book. And no, he hasn't been on my show, and no, I don't know who the heck he is, but I would recommend that you would get this book. And it's not that big. It's just kind of like a little paperback. You know, it's a couple of, not even 200 pages. It's 111 pages. Not even that much. 111 pages. You can read this in an hour, you know, depending on how fast you read. Shout out to Barbara Jones, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Cisco, I haven't seen you in a long time, man. Cisco Sanchez, I haven't seen you in a minute, man. It's good to see you. Good to see you on the screen anyway. So this is something that we definitely have to take care of. We were freed, but we were freed into nothing because we didn't have any social skills. We couldn't read, couldn't write, couldn't add, had never been schooled. So we were virtually deaf, dumb, and blind when we were freed, so-called freed by Abraham Lincoln back in 1800s. And we're still kind of wandering around, you know, even though some of us are millionaires and billionaires, a couple black billionaires, and some of us are millionaires, you know. But we still got a long way to go. Still got a long way to go. A lot of the black banks, you know, I mean, there's no billion-dollar black bank. There's no black bank in America that has $1 billion worth of assets. Not one. Not one. Need to change that, you know. But see, but the thing about that, though, and I talked about this on a show prior to this one, is like City National Bank, for example, one of those banks, they just don't have the perks that some of the other banks have. Like, you know, I don't even have to go to the bank at all. I haven't been to the bank in years because you do everything online, and a lot of these banks don't have the banks owned by African Americans don't have those same perks. And then you got to pay for them. If they do have them, you got to pay for them. So shout out to Stephanie Freitas. If I don't say your name, I apologize, because there's so many names popping up on the thing, and I got so much going on here, and I have to monitor the YouTube program as well, which is up and running. The YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, is up and running right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, gonna take a quick break. When I come back, I'm gonna talk about the penis liability. You know, and no, I don't go there. But we're gonna talk about the penis liability. What is it? Because you got so many people. You have right now. You have, Well, thank you, Sharon, for commenting. But it's still. Let me just revert back to that for a second. But the curse, this is breaking the curse. This book says breaking the curse, and we still have that curse going on in the black community with the Willie Lynch syndrome. What the haves versus the have-nots, the light skin versus the dark. Remember that was going on. The Jerry Curl versus the Afro. I mean, we have so many things. The weed versus. There's so many things going on. There's so many clashes going on in the black community that we have to find a way to live harmoniously, because before I take the break, with the advent of police brutality and police killing unarmed black people, you know, angry posts on Facebook is not going to help. You know, you can post your ass off and it's not going to help. You know, so I understand, you know, people trying to do things like the sister with the signatures and stuff like that. But you can get a billion signatures and they're still going to be doing the same thing. Because now we got the Supreme Court. We got the Supreme Court now who has stepped up and defended a police officer who shot a lady 4 times. Well, she lived, thank God. But, you know, these police officers are routinely, now you got the Supreme Court, the law of the land, and you can't go past them. You can't go past the Supreme Court. That's the end of the road. So if you lose with them, you're done. And now we have the Supreme Court has stepped up and defended a police officer who killed somebody or shot somebody. So, you know, it's time to get it together, people. You can post all your angry nonsense on Facebook, you know, while sitting behind a screen. That's not going to do it. I'm not going to say that you should go out and start shooting police officers or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not advocating violence whatsoever, okay? But I do believe that, you know, that sitting behind a, you know, posting on Facebook, getting the word out, so to speak, somebody said to me, which is laughable. I just laughed because the word is already out. You know, how much more can we say? We'll take a break. We'll take a quick break and come right back. And we'll get into this last piece of, and I'm so excited that it's going to, the weather's going to be nice Saturday. I'm going to ride my bike first thing in the morning. I'm going to go take it out, dust it off because it's dusty from last year. And I'm going to take a ride. But in any case, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com, and on the YouTube, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and the brand new Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So after this program, you can check me out on the YouTube. Just go to the YouTube, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, or you can go to my archive on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. There's like 160 something shows there on my Blog Talk Radio archive. You can go back there and you can check me out on blogtalkradio.com. Ron Kelly Show archives. All right, everybody, it's about 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And all across the world on YouTube, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Okay, so, all right, so we got the Bill Cosby trial going on, so many other things, Tavis Smiley and Matt Lauer and all these people. Matt Lauer's making $20 million a year. Why would you risk it? What is it about the penis that gets us all in so much trouble? What is it? What is it? What is it? You know, because you had the president of the United States, Bill Clinton, at one time. It was in a closet in the White House with some chick, Monica Lewinsky, back in the day. What is it about the penis that we, you know, and I'm not just talking about, I mean, it's not necessarily the you know, the organ, but what is it about the what, and I'm not just talking about presidents and people like that. I'm talking about just regular people, just regular guys, married men who will risk everything for satisfaction, risk everything, have a woman and a wife at home, and will risk everything, sneak around. The penis just can't control, you know. It's brought so many men down. So many men down. I'm not going to say that. I go to church and blah, blah, blah. I don't consider myself a Christian. I'm trying to get there. But, you know, so many men have gone down. Jimmy Swaggart. Remember Jimmy Swaggart crying? You know, crying on the, you know, on the. Remember Jimmy Swaggart? Shout out to Myra. Do you remember Jimmy Swaggart crying on TV? Jimmy Swaggart, the big time televangelist, crying like a baby. I've seen Bill Clinton, they wanted to impeach him. It just seems like, you know, that we men, a lot of us just can't control those urges. You can't control the use of the penis without without some dire consequences. 23 minutes before the hour, everybody. 37 minutes after the hour, the Ron Kelly Show. And yeah, so, you know, so many of us have gone down in flames. And not just, and I'm talking about everyday Joes. Cheating on their wives, and sleeping around. And I sit in the barbershop and I hear guys talk, and you know, men talk about sex, and a lot of men actually believe they should have more than one woman. They believe it. I deserve it. I should have more than one woman. You know, and I grew up listening to that stuff. I grew up listening to people talk about having one girl, you know, more than one girlfriend, you know, more than one woman. I grew up listening to that. And, you know, as I got older, wiser, smarter, you know, I realized that that wasn't true, but it took some time. Because even myself, I was lured under the spell of satisfaction. Satisfaction, want to be satisfied. So I myself fell prey to the lure. So what happens? Why does, you know, so many people, you know, so many men fall victim to the desire of satisfaction? Well, see, I'll tell you, one of the things I know, I'm sure there's a lot of men that agree with me, one of the things is it's new. The new chick is new. She's new because you've been with somebody for, let's say you've been married for 10, 15 years, whatever, you know, the same person for the last 15 years. And the newness of it all, the new woman, like it's like a new car, the appeal. You know, you're going to shop and you're looking at it and you're like, yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to sign the papers and drive it. So it's a new woman. It's kind of the same thing. Something new, some unexplored territory. So you want to check it out. You want to open the hood, kick the tires. You know, I mean, it's not funny, but, you know, this is what happens with us. It's the newness. So what happened with Bill Cosby and all these other people, famous folks who fell under the spell? Because Bill Cosby, I think, should you know, man's 80 years old. I mean, how much more punished? Being 80 years old is enough punishment. Why? What else are you going to do to him? Man, he's rich. But even Bill Cosby didn't get the, you know, a segue into the criminal justice system. Even Bill Cosby didn't get, you know, couldn't pay for, you know, even Bill Cosby couldn't pay for justice like many white folks can. He couldn't pay. So now he's on trial. And see, the woman, whatever he did, whatever they say he did was reprehensible. I have to agree with that. I mean, it was wrong. What he did was wrong. But, you know, this woman, it came back knowing what had happened. She came back. I'm not saying that, you know, justifies it, but she came back. She came back. And again and again and again, she came back. So, you know, I mean, so how do you quantify a criminal trial when this woman kept coming back and was paid $3 million. And she kept coming back. And you know, it wasn't a good thing, but the woman kept coming back. So whose fault is it? She kept coming back. It's 18 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I know I probably made a lot of people mad, but I talked about earlier in the program, I talked about who's a prophet and who says who is a prophet or prophetess, or who says who is a apostle, because we love those big titles in the church. And a shout out to Pastor David Ireland, who's just the lead pastor. That's it. He's not the executive pastor. He's not the overseer pastor. He's just the executive pastor. Oh, as a program note, I believe I did say earlier that Andrea Wheeler Kenyon would be on the program. Or is it Kenyon Wheeler? I have to get myself together here. But she'll be on the program next week here on the Ron Kelly Show. We'll be talking about her bizarre, I guess you can call it, attempt to run to be the mayor of the city of Paterson, New Jersey. She was the only woman in the race, and I heard some things, and wow, bizarre. Anyway, we'll talk to her, and we'll see what's so bizarre about it next Thursday at 7 p.m. And right here on the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, which is on and popping and recording me right about now. Okay. All right. So Facebook, I probably wouldn't even be on Facebook if I didn't need it. You know, I need Facebook, you know, for my radio show. No radio personality will even get a look if they don't have a social media presence. So you got to be on Facebook, you got to be on Twitter, you got to be on Instagram, and I'm all three of them. The Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, on Twitter it's R. Kelly Radio Show, and on Instagram is Real R. Kelly One. So that's where I'm at. Thank you to everybody who has liked me on the 5,000 plus people who have liked the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Appreciate that. Twitter is a little tougher to get people, but I have more followers than people I follow, which is a good thing. And also on Instagram. And yeah, so you know, Facebook is totally corrupted. And they had poor Mark Zuckerberg up there at the Congress beating him down. Facebook is corrupted. Because right now I want to get rid of Facebook's messenger, because I know good and well the people whose names are on these messages are not the people that they're sending them. Because I get messages on Facebook Messenger from people I haven't talked to in years and stuff that I don't really believe that they're interested in. So, and you can even, I mean, there's even people on Facebook who are soliciting donations and they'll use somebody else's name. I almost got snapped off when a friend of mine from way back in the day, it looked like she had put something up for her mother to get, I think it was some hearing aids or something like that. And I almost put money up. Because I'm like, because I remember her mother from the block. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can throw $20, $25 up. And I almost did it. And she didn't know anything about it. So Facebook is like totally corrupted. You know, so you can say all you want about, you can't use my image. They use your image. Because you just found out that 85 million people's information, I have no information on Facebook. I have false information on Facebook, actually. You know, birthday, you know, a lot of the information on Facebook, on my Facebook pages, except for the radio show, which really isn't off for a lot anyway, but on my personal Facebook page with my name on it, the information is false. So that's one tip. Don't put your information on Facebook. Anyway, it's about 14 minutes before the hour. Look for, we'll be broadcasting live from JR. I'm there so much, I might as well broadcast a show from there. So as I get the say-so, I'll be broadcasting Ron Kelly Show from JR Cigar Shop in Whippany, New Jersey. We'll talk to some of the people there and find out what they think about what's going on around the world. We sit at the captain's table. Some of y'all out there know what the captain's table is. And we'll sit there and we'll pick the brains of some of the folks who frequent this establishment. And we're going to do that as soon as we get the okay to do it right here on the Ron Kelly Show and on the YouTube, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So we'll take care of that. But yeah, so I listened to it. I watched, you know, I sit in the barbershop. You know, the barbershop is the black man's country club, you know, because a lot of us don't play golf and you probably really can't afford to be in a golf club, a country club. So the barbershop is like the black man's and Hispanic man communities. It's like the country club where we go when we talk about different things. And yeah, and as I said a little bit earlier, that a lot of us men believe that you can have more than one woman. They believe it. Yeah, I gotta have, you know. It's like, yeah, no problem. And I, again, this is stuff we grew up, you know, when I used to talk to the winos on the corner downtown Mercer Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, years ago. I'm not gonna say when, but you know, supermarket was still on the corner of Brunswick and Montgomery Street. So if anybody knows anything about Jersey City, financed supermarket on the corner of Brunswick Avenue, I think it was Brunswick Street and Montgomery Street in Jersey City, New Jersey, where I grew up at. And we just watched them and we talked to the winos on the corner. We didn't drink with them, and they warned us about different things, what not to do. Those are the mentors that we had back then. You know, we didn't have mentors that, you know, the things that go on today. You know, we had to pick our spots. And they used to tell us, you know, don't drink and don't, you know, don't. They try to point us in the right direction, even though they were drunk every time they talked to us. But they were friendly with us, and I shout out to my boy Clarence, who like we Clarence had fought, argued, and almost hung up on each other. And shout out to the people who tolerate. He's an artist. I'm an artist, and you know, shout out to my friends. I mean, because I remember my friend Guy Murphy. Guy Murphy was a good friend of mine. I was very young. I was 20, maybe 20, 21 years old. Guy Murphy, we were really, really good friends. And Guy Murphy, we used to have finger waves together. We had this was like in the 80s. You know, we used to have finger waves. We drove a convertible. We used to have finger waves back in the day. Yeah. You imagine me with finger waves? Anyway, yeah, we did have them, you know, back. If we going back a little bit, Guy Murphy was my friend. I would have took a bullet for this cat. He was my friend, and he would have done the same for me. And those are the kind of friendships that we had, you know, back in the day. People would ride or die for real. You know, none of this stepping off and none of the nonsense that goes on today. Guy Murphy was a very good friend of mine. Passed away. I didn't know he had passed away. We kind of separated. I went one way, he went the other. I didn't know he had passed away until recently. He passed away. He was an intravenous drug user. And he used to tell me, don't ever do this. Don't ever do this. And I listened. Very good friend of mine. We don't have those friendships anymore like we did back in the day. I guess as you get older and you get jaded and you don't have those friendships that you used to have like we used to have back in the day, you know, those real good friendships. You know, because nowadays people will step away from you, walk away from you. I'm done with you and all this type of stuff. I've had it happen to me, you know. I mean, not that it really bothered me. But, you know, that's what happens these days. It's a new time now, 2018. It's a new time. Anyways, about 8 minutes left to the program, and you are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And don't forget to check out my boy. I got it written down somewhere here. Oh, yeah, Tuesday night, it's a University 80s, Keith Hall. And you can check him out on the Fishbowl Radio Network. It used to be the home of the Ron Kelly Show years back, not anymore. He's on Tuesday night from 8 to 10 East and 9 to 11 West. Now, I don't know if he plays all 80s music. He might, you know, I don't know if he plays all 80s music. You have to check him out. You can look him up on Facebook or on social media. And he plays requests and all that stuff. So you can check out Keith Hall Tuesday nights, University 80s, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time and 9 to 11, not West, but I think the Central time, Texas, Central time. You can check him out on the Fishbowl Radio Network. And also DJ Tiny is on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That is on dwildmusicradio.com. That's dwildmusicradio.com. All right, everybody, we're going to really wrap this thing up. But, yeah, so the penis has gotten a lot of us in big, big trouble, you know. And you know, you have so many people. You have Jimmy Swaggart, you have President Clinton, President Bill Clinton, who was in his house, you know. And just the average Joes who cannot resist the urge to explore a new territory and knowing what the consequences are going to be. See, that's the thing. We know what the consequences are going to be. We know, you know, and we still do it anyway. And so many people have crashed and burned because of their inability not to resist temptation. You know, the inability not to resist temptation. And so many of us men have crashed and burned because of the lure of something new. And see, that's basically, that's the biggest thing, you know, the lure, you know, of the penal liability is because it's something new, it's somebody new, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And you ask most men who would want to admit it, and they'll tell you the same thing, that it's mostly the something new, something different from what you've had. Because if you've been married for 5, 10, 15, 20 years with the same woman, you know, eventually, you know, not all of us, but most of us, a good percentage of us are going to want to be with somebody else. So that's why this type of thing happens, because we want to be with somebody else. The newness, something new, something I've never seen before, someone I've never been with before. The lure, the newness of it. And that's basically what it is. But anyway, so we got a lot going on. There's so much going on. You know, I'll bring up some things next week, politically speaking. You know, there's a lot going on in Washington. I don't really talk about the politics too much anymore, but I will touch on some things as I do this program. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who I did holler at today, 107.5 WBLS. I'll meet with him in a week or two, and we'll see what happens. You know, who knows? Definitely want to get off of Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get paid. It's time to sign a contract. It's time to get paid. It's time to not quit the day job. That's what it's time to do, quit the day job. You know, do what I love to do, which is to be on the radio. I don't always have a, you know, whole lot to talk about, but I just love being on the radio. This is my thing. And, you know, I won't have to ever retire. Because when you do what you love, you don't have to retire. You know, you do what you love. There's no retirement. So anyway, we're going to break out of here. I want to thank everybody for joining me today on the Ron Kelly Show. Heard here every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com, and of course on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, which has been established. We just started it, just fired it up. The first show's on there today, and the Ron Kelly Show archive, you just punch in blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and it will take you to the archive. You can hear this show and any one of 100 and some odd shows that I've done over the past couple of years dealing with Blog Talk Radio and their nonsense. So you can definitely go on to Blog Talk Radio /Ron Kelly Show, and you can check out the archive there, or you can check me out on YouTube, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube page. Okay. All right, everybody, we're going to break out of here. Thanks so much for joining me. Shout out to Shaman Allen Chambers. Love you, my sister. You know, and my best listeners, followers. I appreciate you. And everybody else who listens to the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. All right, it's off to cigar. It's off to the cigar shop. It's about 8 o'clock. It's pretty early. Get out here and enjoy some of this weather. And we'll see you back here next Thursday with Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, the Patterson mayoral write-in candidate. We'll have her here next week, and she can tell you why you should vote for her. We'll be doing a segment with her. And then we also, Casey Melvin, who I spoke to as a council-at-large candidate, we'll have him on before the election, Casey Melvin. And I believe that Dr. Lalisa Mims is going to be on the program as well. So we'll do our little political thing for the next couple of weeks. And, of course, you know, we'll do a segment, and then I'll do my thing for you, as I always do, for the other 40 minutes of the show. All right, everybody, so we're going to break out of here. Thanks so much for joining me every Thursday afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook Live, and, of course, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube page. So until then, everybody, we'll see you back here next week. Everybody be safe. Watch your backs. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.